The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat.
Hey man, where's the truth there, dog?
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Did you see that NASA just put up a job posting for terrestrial? It was like basically it was like alien.
Right. Yeah.
What was the title? It was a title like Alien Ambassador.
You're the ambassador for
relations.
But it says
extraterrestrial relations.
What does that mean?
Here's the thing about that. If that person exists that has the experience, NASA already knows who they are.
You know what that's?
That ties right into my shit.
Yeah.
Because that's just one of those stories. Like you said, most people see the headline, they read a little bit, and they go, I got it. So you see that and you go, all right, NASA's doing some shit. Yeah, there's aliens. They're letting us know. But ultimately, what it's doing is just a little psyop to be like, yeah, I keep thinking. If you look at my Instagram, it's all pictures of people that are wearing NASA T-shirts because that logo's everywhere. And the people that started NASA, Wernher von Braun, was a Nazi.
Yep.
So he was a bad guy. Well. He was a bad guy over there, but now he's on our side. So yeah, we'll listen to him.
Yeah.
And they got all this shit. To me, it's like the flat Earth thing. Like I'll put it out there. Like I'm in my act and everywhere else I say it. Like I'm not saying it's flat. I want it to be, but ultimately, what I've realized is NASA's lying about a lot of shit that I don't know what the meaning is, but when you look into the old videos, all this old shit, it's like,
why do you want the Earth to be flat?
Because I think it'd be hilarious if we realized there was some giant. It's the same reason I wanted there to be aliens back in the day. Like, there's just something different. But, like, if the Earth is flat, then it means, like, really we aren't some kind of a simulation-created thing that we'd have more power in our everyday day-to-day than if we were on some random ball explosion that, you know, for no reason.
You said something that I found so interesting when you did my show the other week. And you said that we've only drilled how many miles down?
8 miles.
And how thick is the crust and all that?
3,000, right?
It's 4,000 miles to the center. That's not even 1% of the depth of the Earth, and they're teaching people what the middle's made out of. It's like, you can't duplicate it. You're not going to go find another mini Earth and go, yeah, we dissected this one, so ours has got to be the same.
That is interesting, right?
I go to the observatory. I'm looking at their models of all the planets. It tells you what the middles of those are made out of. It's like, how the fuck would you know? You just drove past it and were like, ah, yeah. It's like if I was here in Venice Beach, well, how deep is that going?
I mean,
we're just trusting science, and that's the whole thing.
But that's
like,
can a sonar go 4,000 miles deep?
We're told, but and that's the quote I have. The quote I have is, explanation without evidence is religion, and we can be explained, oh, yeah, the weights of this and that, but you're not showing me anything. We can't go drive past a mass that has something pulling towards it, and you go, look at that thing's gravitational pull. No, we just have to trust all this stuff, all these other people. They're wearing lab coats and bow ties, and we believe them.
Uh-oh. Johnny's giving us dirty looks. Johnny, will you play Aaron today and tell us why you don't agree with what Darren's saying?
Well, you can't see gravity when you drop something,
again,
for example.
Now, again, I'm not getting into the point where I'm trying to convince people. However, there are people that will argue that it's just simple density and buoyancy issues.
Well, there is a theory that there's no gravity. Buoyant. You're just heavier.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where you go, like, again, you're only saying the gravitational pull because you're saying what the middle is made out of, but you can't prove that. So you know that it's a gravitational pull because the center is made out of this, but we've never been there. You can't duplicate it. So you're just – it's still a theory in that idea, and we clench onto it so heavily.
Well, what if the shape-shifting lizard people have been to the middle?
Yeah, so many ancient cultures either have stories that we came from space, that there's the star people – or that after some time of an ice age, people came from the Earth
right.
and restarted civilization. I mean, the Hopi Indians, we're talking the Babylonians, the ancient Sumerians. There's all these stories that go back, and these are ancient people. It's 2017. We've been Homo sapiens. They just found a skeleton in Morocco that they dated back to 300,000 years, and it's a Homo sapien.
But they found a tooth that I thought was 9.4 million.
That those are like out of place objects. That's something for another complete show. But right now, it's 2017, and where is the missing 298,000 years of Homo sapien history? Like, One of the things I was looking up, because I was like, okay, what's the weird thing about flat Earth is that there is examples that they put up, and I don't know science or math enough, and to be able to like be t-shirt. Like, yeah, you know, like,
know you science. Can't crunch the numbers
or English. Yeah.
My t-shirt I want is I don't have time to science. Is yeah. a t-shirt I want to sell
totally. And so, one of the things they say is that if it's around, if we're on a globe, then the equator, which we're told is the hottest part, that means that the sun is hitting the globe right in the center, but we're at a 23.4 degree tilt.
I've made memes of that exact question. You're like,
what? So then me and Sam were in his, we were literally in his apartment. We were like taking a, like a ball, like a little chew toy, and we were putting a light on it, and we were doing like retard science trying to figure it out.
Hold yeah. on, dude. So what you're saying is I'm holding this skull. We're going to pretend it's the planet, right? And you're saying because the planet is tilted this way that, what are you saying?
That since it's at a 23.4 degree tilt,
which is 6.66.
Yeah, six. That's another trippy one. Is that the actual hot spot should be going like in a
no,
slightly
it shouldn't, dude.
In a horizontal pattern.
Am I wrong
pattern.
Here? But if I'm the sun, this is the sun. It doesn't matter where the fucking tilt is. It's always going to be in the middle.
No.
Yeah.
If the it equator, the equator would be drawn differently because we're showing the Earth. Upwards and Am the equator goes right around the middle. The
it
equator
will always, should be drawn. It will always be in the middle.
And we right. are doing but visuals the equator, on a podcast, right?
No, but we're discussing it amongst ourselves.
The equator should be drawn differently.
You're the smart one, the right? Right? So if
hey everybody, if you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon page. Patreon.com/tinfoilhat and become a member to help us grow the show, and we really appreciate all the love.